It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. We send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
And we're here at Portside Fieldhouse getting ready for a JV girls matchup between the Fort Recovery Indians and the South Adams Starfires. About a minute away from tip, about to go over some starters. First for South Adams, number 15, Carly Seal Scott. Number 23, Haley Armstrong. Number 25, Macy Hershey. 31, Allie Smith. And 33, Wendy Lee. And for the Indians, number 4, Grace Guggenbiller. Number 5, Aubrey Knapke. Number 15, Lily Luthold. Number 30, Hope Wendell. And number 31, Elena Evers. So getting ready for tip-off here. JV girls come in with a record of 3-9, I believe.
Yep, you got it.
And I'm not sure about the South Adams JV. I think Neil's working on that yet.
Okay, yep, I'm not sure either. So.
But Indians have been playing decent. They just got to get over that hump and get some wins here.
Yeah, I think last week they had a rough week of losing 2 games by 1 point.
I know.
That should have been 2 wins for them. And
they had 2 opportunities to win it on that last shot last game.
Yes, and it was both games were that way. Just second shots, just couldn't get the easy buckets.
So. Right.
We'll see if they can get them tonight.
Yep, I hope so. So we'll take a short break and be back for some action here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadillac from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management positions, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse getting ready for the tip. We do have a record on the JV South Adams team. They're 6-8. So getting ready for tip. The ball goes to the Starfires. That's number 25, Hershey. She'll bring the ball up here to start the game. Guarded by Lily Luthold. The ball goes over to Cecile Scott in the right wing. She throws it up top to Armstrong. She'll swing it around the arc to Hershey on the left wing. She gives it over to Cecile Scott. Now in the corner to Smith. Smith tries to drive. Nothing there. Kicks it back out. Starfires swing it around the arc over to Hershey. Hershey gets it inside to Armstrong, and she'll kick it back out. Ball will go over to Smith on the right wing. Now the ball will go to Hamrick on the top, and she'll kick out to Seal Scott. She's trapped in the corner and tries to get it inside. It'll be knocked away off the Starfires. It'll be Indian ball.
Nice play. Nice play by Aubrey. Aubrey Knapke.
A great defensive possession there by the Indians.
Yep. They know what to do when they get down that corner, so Aubrey's going to bring the ball down. She's going to dish it over to Lily Luthold. Going to think about what she wants to do, dribble it in. Out, back out to Grace. Grace comes back to Lily. In to Hope. And, dishes it in to Elena. We can't get it in there. And they're going to have a tie at our jump ball.
It was a good idea by Hope, trying to get the high-low. She was just too quick with it, I think. Didn't take her time.
Yeah, it was a nice play. Well executed. I thought they did a nice job. I think sometimes they need to have better passes.
Right.
Bounce pass at their knees or, something. So Hope Wendell up for the cleanup. She misses 2 shots. And she's going to get the foul. She is going to get the foul. for reaching over. So she missed two bunnies. Again,
yeah, I know.
It's been her thing for these last couple games. But
right.
She'll get it. She's a pretty great player.
Yeah,
so.
She is. She works hard.
She does. She does.
Hershey brings it up. She sends it over to Hamrick. And Hamrick finds a cutting seal sky, and she'll put it up and good and one. So she'll go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. Gives us our first points of the ball game. Starfires lead it 2-0.
No, you're fine. I'm going to try to keep points, but sometimes I lose track of them.
I know how you feel.
Yeah.
Seal Scott's free throw is good. It makes it 3-0, 5.5 left in the first quarter.
Okay, and Aubrey's going to work her way down. The ball goes right off her hands. And she loses it out of bounds. I'm not real sure what happened there.
Thought it either had to be tipped or fouled. I mean,
but she knew right away it was off of her, so yeah. I don't know what happened there. But
so fires her brain back up. It's Hershey. She sends it over to Hamrick. Hamrick finds Seal Scott inside on a cut again. The same play, and it's good. So that's 5 for Seal Scott.
Hey, Indians bring the ball down the floor. I guess I forgot it was my turn.
Hard to get used to.
Yeah. So anyway, Aubrey. Aubrey's got the ball out to Guggenbiller, to Lily. Lily's going to dish it back to Aubrey, back to Lily. Trying to wait and see what's open to the high post to Hope Wendell's going to drive and get fouled. So you got to bear with me, Chase. It's the first time with me. I'm not real good at this sport. So I know what the high post is now.
Yeah.
There's a high post and a low post. I'm learning. So Hope Wendell's going to go to the line. She's going to shoot, too. I'm not sure who got the foul, but
irregardless. Not sure either, but it was a good move.
Yeah, it was. And she gets her first free throw. So Hope gives us our first point of the game. And in for the game is Whitley Rammel for Elena Evers. And this is Whitley's first game back in a while. She's been had a concussion.
So.
Yeah, so good to see her for me, especially.
Yeah.
Good to see her back.
Good
on
for
the
everyone.
Floor. Yeah. we'll see.
Hope's second free throw is good. It makes it 5-2.
Oh, it looks like we're going to give some pressure to the Starfires here.
Yeah.
So.
31 Smith brings it up and breaks the press down the right side of the floor. She'll give it back to Hershey. Hershey at the top will reset. She swings it to Smith. Smith is guarding the right wings. Tries to get inside. Knocked away by Whitley Rammel. Ball's loose on the ground, and the Indians recover.
Nice little play. And out to Lily. Oh, just doesn't want to shoot it, so she gives it to Aubrey. And Aubrey takes the 3-point. Aubrey says, I'll take it.
That was a nice roll.
Yeah, it was. That was a nice little play there.
Armstrong brings it up the right side of the court for the Starfires. Gives it over to Hershey. Hershey on the top. Just over 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball goes to the corner. That's
nice.
Smith.
Nice.
Almost tipped away by Luthold. Smith goes right around Luthold, though, and scores. That makes our score 7-5. Indians trail by 2.
We're about to get in front of those girls. They can drive. Aubrey Knapke picks up the dribble. Out to Grace. Dishes it. Sweet little play.
Oh.
And again, Hope misses her first one, but she cleans it up. She cleans it up and gets her second, or her fourth point of the game. So Indians given a full court pressure.
Yeah, they keep applying the pressure, but Starfires will break it. Smith at the top. She'll hand off to Hamrick. Hamrick on the right wing. She'll drive middle, lose
Ooh.
It. Almost stolen away by Aubrey,
almost.
But... Hershey gets it back. She's at the top of the key, guarded by Aubrey Knapke. Ball goes to Hamrick on the right wing. She'll pass it up top to Hershey. Hershey over to Smith.
Ooh.
Smith almost throws it away, but Starfires yet again.
I thought Grace was going to come up with that one.
I know. So Hershey will reset the offense. She's at the top of the key. She'll get a ball screen handoff to Smith. Smith over to Armstrong. Now over to Hershey for the 3. That's no good.
Mm.
And a long rebound goes to the Starfires. Hamrick in the right corner. She'll bring it up. Now over to Hershey. Hershey at the top of the key. Over to Smith on the right wing.
Well, they're being patient, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Wow.
Hamrick has the ball. She skips it to Hershey. Now over to Armstrong. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. All tied up at 7. Ball goes inside to Seal Scott. Her
good.
Shot gets blocked.
Blocked by Witt. Nice little defensive play. Ball comes down the floor by Aubrey, and she almost throws it away.
couple subs for the Indians. Faith Gruby, Emma Collig, and Marissa Garkey all in for the Indians.
Okay, Indians inbounds play for the Indians. Marissa out to Faith Gruby, who's entered the ball game. She's going to dribble it in and dish it out to Emma. Emma tries to get it into Whitley, can't make it happen. Nice aggressive play by the Indians. They're able to keep the ball with the jump. So we're trying to get the ball in. Probably not the best time to get it in. Got to make sure we're open.
Right.
Oh, black ball. Thought it was ours.
Oh, well.
Starfire's ball. A little miscommunication down the table there.
Smith inbound. Indians still with the full court pressure. Starfire's almost get a 5-second call, but finally get it into Seal Scott. She dishes it to Hammer. She puts it up and good. Starfire's break the press and score there.
Darn it. Okay. Emma Collig's going to take the ball down the floor. She's going to drive and dish it out, maybe. Dish it over, dish it in. Not sure what she's dishing it in to Whitley Rammel. Can't hold it, but she gives it to Hope Wendell, who gives us...
It was a good hustle play by Whitley
another
there.
Another two points. Yeah, we did almost lose that one again.
Ball in the hands of Seal Scott. She breaks the press, guarded by Garkey. Ooh. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds off of Garkey. It'll stay here with the Starfires.
Nice play by Marissa. Nice hustle for her.
Starfire's inbound from the corner. Hershey gets it into Seal Scott. She puts up a shot and will be fouled. I think that's going to be on...
14. Faith Gruby?
Yeah. Yep, Faith Gruby.
I know she had three people hanging on her. I wasn't sure who they were calling.
Be called. So Seal Scott at the line. Shoot two. It's all tied up at 9. 1:32 left in the first quarter. Seal Scott's first free throw is no good.
I've already lost track of South Adams' score, so I'm done with that. I'll just keep track of ours.
That's all right.
That's all we really needed.
Yeah. Seal Scott's second one is good.
Okay, so the Indians are going to bring the ball down the floor. No pressure from the Starfires, so able to get it cross court, no problem. Emma Collins going to bring the ball down. She's looking to set up the offense. Picks up a dribble to Faith Gruby. Probably picked it up a little early there. Faith Gruby's going to drive. Dish it back out to Marissa, to Emma. Emma's going to drive and almost lose it. She gets it into Elena and dishes it over to Whitley Rammel for two. So nice play by Elena Ebers to get that ball in. Up and over the top of everybody when you've got somebody that's 6 foot.
Yeah,
one.
I know.
Yeah.
And Starfire's out on the other end. They missed their fast break attempt.
And
the ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have a tie-up.
Yep.
Possession arrow in favor of the Indians.
Should be the Indians' ball, but they're... Oh, okay, good. Yeah, I thought they were pointing the wrong way. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah, Starfires are taking out.
Yeah.
Should be white ball.
It should be white ball. Yep, and there's some miscommunication. Yep, they know it.
It's definitely white ball.
In China from Marion Local. Yeah. Over there trying to straighten out Bubba. I don't know what's happening, but Indians get the ball anyway. So Marissa Garkey's going to throw the ball into Aubrey here in a minute so that we can get things settled. Again, no pressure by the Starfires. Indians up 11-10 with 46 seconds to go. Looks like we're going to wait for that last second shot. Oh, almost thrown it away, and it ball goes off of Faith Gruby. I think we're just picking up the ball too early.
Yeah,
we just
I agree.
Keep a hold of it and keep dribbling. It's like they're afraid to dribble.
Yeah.
So the ball goes to the Starfires with 40 seconds to go.
And Hershey has the ball with 35 seconds, guarded by Faith Gruby. Hershey drives down the left side of the lane, loses it, stolen away by Whitley Rammel.
Nice. Marissa Garkey's coming down like a... she gets it stolen away, trying to throw it in.
Seal Scott down the left side of the floor. She... takes it all the way, but loses it off her legs. It'll be Indians' ball. Back and forth.
Nobody wants to score, huh? All right. So a couple turnovers, and the Indians got the ball with 19 seconds to go. We're going to see if we can actually make this happen. Down to 15-14. Marissa's got the ball. And she's just going to wait until the play develops into Whitley Rammel, who's going to drive and push and score.
Nice move.
Nice drive and move by Whitley Rammel.
Starfires bring it the other way, and they throw up a shot at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. So that'll do it for one quarter. Indians lead 13-10. We'll be back right after this.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call America Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call America Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at America Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. They need to jump out to a 13-10 lead here for the start of the second quarter.
And Whitley Rammel's been back on the bench. I'm not sure who subbed in for her, maybe Hope. I'm not exactly sure. I wasn't paying a whole lot of attention. But anyway,
yeah, I don't know.
Just a little change of lineup.
And we're going to have a South Adams drive by Hershey, and she'll be fouled, so that'll send her to the line to shoot two shots. I think defensively we've done a decent job except for stopping the drives.
Yep.
They got in there a couple of times and drew a couple of fouls. So.
Mm-hmm. Just set our feet. You know, if you just set your feet and wait. But
yeah.
Especially on that baseline.
Hershey's first free throw is good. We'll get one more, and that one's up and good. So 12-13, Indians lead by one.
It's a nice little player that Hershey is.
Yeah.
So Lily Luthel's bringing the ball down. So Lily is also in. She's in for Colleague.
Grace might have come
in. Oh, Grace was throwing it to Marissa, and Marissa was taken off. I don't know what the play call was there, but a little miscommunication. So Indians turn the ball over.
It's not on the same page when they're passing around the outside. But
definitely not.
So Hershey has it at the top. She gives it to Hamrick. Hamrick on the right wing. We'll look inside.
Ooh.
Now pick up her dribble. Looking for someone to throw it to. And that almost stolen away.
Ooh.
Hamrick gets it back.
Good.
Now stolen away by Grace Giegenbiller.
Nice job, Grace. Grace is just going to bring the ball down the floor. I love a girl like that can handle it.
Yeah.
You know? That's a nice
plus. Nice to have everyone on your team that can bring the ball up.
Oh, what a beautiful play. Lily throws it to the high post to Elena, who just over the top of the head to Hope, and Hope shoots it and gets fouled. She misses it, but she got hacked pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah, so far when we got in the high post, good things have happened.
Yeah.
Like high-low against their 2-3 zone they've been playing.
Yep, it's working. Is that what that is?
High post
to the 2-3 zone. And
they're playing a 2-3 zone, so teams usually like to get it in the high post and then look high-low. So.
Gotcha. See, I'm learning. I'm again. I'm excited.
Yeah.
So Emma Collins back in for Marissa Garkey. And Hope Wendell, did she missed her first one? Yep. So we'll see if she gets her second one in here. She nails it. So Hope Wendell has her 7th point in this 14-12 lead for the Indians.
Sorry.
No, you go. You go.
Indians take out the pressure. So Starfires bring it up. Just under 6 minutes to go. Ball in the corner.
And we are in our Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. We can't forget that.
Yeah, you know,
we gotta remember our sponsors here. So
Starfires will drive and get fouled once again. That'll send Hershey again to the line. She has never mind.
Lily Luthold's got her first foul, so or maybe said second. Nope, it's her first foul. So Lily Luthold picks up the foul.
Hershey's first one is in and out. No good.
Sweet.
She'll get one more.
Hall Brothers foul line helping us out there.
And their second one is good.
Hall Brothers did help us out there, darn it. And McCauley bringing the ball down for the Indians. see what kind of play we got going here. If we're going to keep on that high-low. Emma to Lily.
There
she's going to go right into the high post, and Hope Wendell's going to drive and score. So Hope Wendell with her 9 points. You're right, that high-low is
working. But that time, Elena should have just looked at the basket and shot. There was no one on her.
Yeah, she was wide open. I agree. But it worked
out. She's so used to throwing it to the low at Elena.
Yeah. And she has a nice shot, too. There's no reason she can't take it. So.
Starfires have the ball. Hershey gets it to the short corner. Hamrick now back out to Hershey. Hershey drives down the middle, kicks out to, can't see his number.
That one Armstrong. Girl down there.
Armstrong kicks it out to Hamrick. Hamrick at the top will swing it to Hershey. Hershey will get it inside to Hamrick, and she'll look high low and swat it away. Great defense by Grace Kugenbiller.
Nice.
And we're going to have a timeout by the Indians, and we'll take a short break and be back after this.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
And we're back here in the second quarter of the JV game. Indians lead by 3 when they have the ball.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? Lily Loophole, top of the key, driving over, out to Grace. Bounce pass into Whitley Rammel with a little left-handed, just missed it. And no hustle of the ball, but Hope Wendell went after it, and she got her second foul, going after that loose ball. So
another good look by the Indians, though.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to take her out back and work on that left hand, aren't I?
There you go.
I'll have to talk to her dad about that one.
Armstrong gets it in. She'll bring it up and pass to Hershey. Hershey on the top will give it to Hamrick. Hamrick on the right wing looking inside. Tries to get inside. It's going to be stolen away, but we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians.
Yeah, you don't want to be in a jump ball situation with Hope. She's probably coming in.
Yeah.
You know, so Indians get the ball. Grace Kugenbiller throws it into Lily. Lily's going to bring the ball down the floor again. No pressure. They have decided not to pressure us, so that's a good thing. Lily over to Grace to the right-hand side, all the way across the other side of the floor to Marissa. Tries to get it into Rammel, just a little too late.
Yeah.
And honestly, I don't know that that's the best time to get it in there when she was guarded pretty good there. So, So Indians keep possession. Marissa Garkey's going to throw the ball in to Lily Knappy, or Lily Loophole to Grace, to Lily. High post to Hope Wendell, who just drops it right in. There's that high post shot.
Yeah.
Pretty. Hope with her 11th point.
So Hamrick has it. Now she kicks it to Smith. Over to Armstrong, up to Hershey at the top of the key. 3.5 to go in the second quarter. Indians lead by 5. Ball gets to Hamrick in the corner. She'll bring it up and hand off to Hershey.
Ooh, got a little sloppy there. Lily about had it.
Yeah. Hershey at the top. We'll swing it to Armstrong. Armstrong gets it. Tries to get inside to Hamrick. It's stolen away by Whitley Rammel.
Oh, here comes Hope Wendell. Drive. And she gets 2. Not somebody you want to get in front of.
No.
So Hope Wendell goes to the line, the Hall Brothers foul line for 2. So nice drive in play by Hope. She knew that girl was going to get right in her way, and that's when she picked the ball up. So,
yeah.
Hope's already got 11 points for us. So we'll see if she can get us 13. And Indians up 18-13 in our Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. And her first shot is good. So, Hope with her 12th point. She's had a fantastic first half.
Yeah, she has.
Well, not even a four.
Huge night.
Yeah, I agree. They keep running what they're running.
It's
going to be a good night for her. She gets her 13th point. So Elaine Evers is back in for Hope. Let Hope get a breather. Indians up 20-13 with 3 minutes and 14 seconds to go.
Indians showing a little pressure.
Yeah. Oh, somebody forgot who's got Hershey.
Hershey brings it down the right side. She throws up a shot
goodness.
And it falls.
I don't know how.
It was a tough shot.
Wowza. Marissa Garkin's bringing the ball down the floor. I think Jeff's just giving everybody this chance to let everybody just bring the ball down the floor. Why not, you know? Reese Kugelmiller out to Lily. Is going to take 3. It looks good. Oh,
that did look good.
It looks real good.
So Hamrick comes away with the rebound. She pushes it to Hershey. Hershey will toss it right to Grace Greenbelt.
Yeah, that's what we like to see, Grace being aggressive. She's just going to keep the ball and bring it down the floor. So over to Lily. Thought she was going to look again. Whitley Rammel. She gets blocked by 43 from Starfires.
And Hershey brings it down the left side of the floor on the fast break. Her shot is up. I don't know if that's her normal shot. Or
I don't either.
It looks a little crazy, but they're going in.
Yep.
20-17, Indians leading by 3.
Good little, again, our little high-low to Whitley Rammel gets fouled. So that's a little high-low play. I like that they're going over the top.
The
first half of the season, they bounced past everything at her knees. And they were struggling to get that ball up. It's hard to score when you're pulling the ball from your knees. And
right. Hips.
So we'll see Whitley Rammel's at the line. We'll see if she can get us some points. And the first one's up, and the first one's good.
Aubrey Knappy checks in for the Indians.
She comes in for Lily, so Lily's going to take a seat. Lily Rammel's second shot is going up. And it is, she just misses it, and Hope.
Grace about had the rebound.
Yeah, she did. Oh, Elena's going to get it. Oh, almost get it. Grace is going to get it and go up and get it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Grace gets it again.
I'm just not real sure how. You know, I've seen Marissa do that a lot. She bounces that ball off of her foot a lot. I'm going to have to tell her to get some smaller or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
To give her a hard time. She'll love it.
So Hershey brings it up just under 2 minutes ago in the first half. Guarded by Aubrey Knappy. Tries to get the ball over to Smith. That's knocked out of bounds by Grace.
That's a nice defensive play by Grace Kugelmiller. Oh, hustle. Love it.
Smith bounces it in to Armstrong. She handed it off to Hershey. Hershey will set the offense. Now over to Armstrong in the left wing. Up top to Hamrick. Hamrick looks inside. Now gives it to Hershey on the right wing. And she gives it over to Smith in the corner. And Smith drives baseline, but goes stolen away by Aubrey Canaffi.
I love that. Aubrey Canaffi's going to bring the ball down the floor with some good. With Grace Kugelmiller. The high post to Whitney Rammel to the low post, and she's going to go up and get fouled. So lots of hands in her face.
I honestly thought that was pretty good defense.
Yeah.
Whitley's just so much taller.
Yeah, that was really good defense.
Oh, I thought they called the foul on South Adams.
What happened?
I don't know. I thought we were going to be shooting free throws.
I have no idea what just happened.
Me neither. I missed it.
I thought Whitley was shooting free throws.
So did I.
Yeah.
Ball gets out to Hershey on the other end. Yeah. She puts up the 15-footer. That's no good.
So we got 3 big men up. Do you notice that? We got Hope, we got Elaine, and Whitley, all 3 at the same time. Elaine. So is that going to change our offense, you think? Over to Hope Wendell.
Keep getting it inside.
High post. She's going to drive in. Our high post is driving. And, oh, my goodness sakes, we need to get a hold of a reset. Reset. We're missing a lot, but I'll tell you what, we got a lot of hands in our face.
Yeah.
Hope Wendell to Whitley Rammel, who she's just going to take the little baseline jumper and get her own rebound and come up and jump ball. A lot of aggressive play down there.
Whew. Yeah. I like the shot, though. She was open.
Yep, why not? I think they were waiting on her to drive it. And
yeah.
Lily Leupold's going to come in and take over Whitley Rammel's spot, give her some legs.
Indians back with their full court man-to-man pressure.
I love it.
Smith gets it into Hamrick. Now back to Smith. Smith breaks the press and pushes it up to Hershey. Hershey picks up her dribble in the short corner. Now out to Smith. Smith over to Armstrong at the top. Armstrong over to Hershey. She'll take the long three from the right wing, and that's good.
I think Hershey has most of their points.
I know.
Oh, wow. She's got 10.
10 of their 20, so Indians lead by one.
Yep, they're only up one, and they, nice driving play by Elena to Hope Wendell. Nice little hook shot. Hope Wendell gets her 15th point. So Indians up 23-20 with 3 seconds to go in the half.
Armstrong throws it over the top, and that'll expire. So that first half is complete. 23-20. Indians lead by three. We're going to take a short break and be back after this.
Open house at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. It's halftime of the JV girls matchup. Indians lead the Starfires 23-20, and Indians have pretty much had the lead about the entire game, but Starfires hanging around.
Yeah, they are.
So I don't know if you have scoring for the Indians.
I do. We only have three people on the board. We got Hope Wendell with 15 of our 23.
Wow.
She's had a huge first half. And then Whitley Rammel with 5 and Aubrey Kanapke with her three-pointer. So just three girls on the board. I'm looking to hope to see to get a few more up on the board and see how it goes. So.
Yep. Indians have been doing a good job on offense mm-hmm. against the Starfires 2-3 zone. Mm-hmm. They've been getting it in the high post and low post and been scoring almost getting a good look at least every time they get down. So
yeah, it looks like a whole different offense than what I've seen. So
yeah,
I haven't seen anything that looks quite like what we're doing.
Right.
Maybe it's supposed to look like it and it hasn't. I don't really know.
I don't know. Be interesting to see if South Adams changes up their defense or not.
Would they go man then?
They might, yeah.
Yeah. Might so what does that do to your offense when they go man-to-man?
I would say more attacking off the dribble rather than with the pass.
Gotcha.
You
got to
beat your man rather than break the zone apart with the passing game.
Gotcha.
So.
So you learn two new things. It's a good night for me.
Yeah. So there's a couple things to look for. We'll take a short break and be back hopefully with some second half action here after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274. It's cold outside and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617 and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you'll have a great meal in a minute. And if you want larger quantities of their smoked meat without all the time and hassle of making it yourself, just call them 48 hours ahead of time at 375-2865, and they'll have it ready for you to pick up when you want it. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here, Fort Site Fieldhouse. Halftime of the JV matchup. Indians are leading 23-20. Big game from Hope Wendell. She has 15, I believe, of the 23. So
she's on pace for 30.
I know. That would be something else.
That would be awesome.
That would be crazy.
Awesome. So hoping you like our, what is this, our halftime show. What is our halftime show? Cooper Farms halftime
Cooper
show.
Farms.
You know, I hope we're entertaining and fun to listen to, and we don't have a whole lot to say, but
no.
You know.
Oh well.
But that's okay. Anyway, so. Cooper Farms is there to sponsor us to sit here and talk, so it's all there. Thank you, Cooper Farms.
So coming up this week, Thursday, the girls host New Knoxville. That'll be here on FR Radio, both the JV and varsity. Friday, the boys will host New Knoxville, and that'll also be on FR Radio. And then Saturday, they're at Arcanum, which will also be an FR Radio broadcast. So lots of events coming up this week. Hopefully lots of wins.
Yeah, we'll see.
So getting ready to start the second half. Indians just have to clean up their passing a little bit.
Yep.
If they just don't turn it over, I think they're the better team. They should pull this one out.
Yeah, they should. I think for us, like you said, don't turn the ball over, because down the floor, they're a little bit faster.
Right.
So
they are, yeah.
Yeah.
They've been beating us on a couple drives, so.
Yep.
We'll see.
We'll see how this goes. We'll start in our second half. We got Aubrey Knapke, Lily, Luthol, Grace Guggenbiller, Elena Evers, and Hope Wendell. And Lily's going to bring the ball down the floor and look around to see where to take this ball to. She picks up her dribble into the high post to Hope Wendell. Up and over to Elena, who gets one to roll in. So Elena Evers gets her 2 points, her first 2 points of the game. So that was a great play by the Indians.
Smith will get it into Armstrong. Now back to Smith. She'll break the press. She'll dribble all the way down the right side of the court, get it to Hamrick on the low block. Now she kicks it out to Armstrong from 15 feet. Her shot is no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be off of Grace Guggenbiller, so the ball will stay with the Starfires.
I'll get Grace to just grab that ball. Sometimes she swats at it like it's a volleyball. You know, kudos, but sometimes I just want to grab a hold of that ball.
Yeah.
Oh.
Starfires almost get a 5-second call, but they finally get it in to Seal Scott.
Elena Evers just about had it. Ooh.
Almost another steal by Lily, but Starfires recover. Armstrong at the top of the key will get a ball screen. She'll drive down the right side of the floor, lose it, and throw it right to Grace Guggenbiller.
Yep. That's what we like to see. I think Grace has, on paper, got about 5 steals.
Yeah, it just seems like it.
To her.
Yeah.
High post over to Hope to Grace, and back out. Oh, and it gets stolen. I think Elena was wide open.
Yeah, by Smith, and she'll go all the way down the lane. That's no good. Rebounded by Seal Scott. She will get it out to Armstrong.
I don't know how she got it there. Ooh, I don't know how she didn't get called for traveling. Even she was waiting for the call.
Yeah. So Hershey has it at the top. Now over to Seal Scott on the right wing. She looks inside. Now will drive and kicks to Smith. Smith will get a ball screen. Now skips it to Hamrick. Hamrick on the outside. We'll skip it back over to Smith. Smith will swing it to Armstrong at the top of the key. Now back to Hershey. Hershey at the top with 5:19 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Hamrick on the left wing. She skips it over to Smith. Smith will try the baseline and will get bumped.
Great. That's her first foul. That's not like her. Usually she's got about 3 or 4 fouls. So good job for her.
So the Starfires will take it out under their own basket.
I think that was her second foul. I heard him say her second
foul.
Oh,
really? Ball will go into Seal Scott of South Adams. Her shot's up and good and will get fouled. She will try to complete the 3-point play.
Fouled by Elena Evers.
Indians lead 25-22.
That was Elena's second foul. She's going to sit down and Rambleton come in and take the place. So.
Steele's got at the line. Her free throw is off the back and falls.
Good. Just kind of dribbled in.
Lucky roll there.
Lily Knapke. Or I said it again. Lily Luthol. I don't even know a Lily Knapke. Good Lord. High post to Whitley Ramble. She's going to dish it out to Aubrey, to Lily Luthol, to Hope. She's going to drive, dish it out. 3-point shot for
there.
Aubrey, who's just going to go long off the backboard. And I don't know how she stayed in bounds. Lily Luthol dishes it into Whitley, and it goes off of Whitley's hands, and then Hope's hand goes out of bounds. So off to the Starfires. Starfires ball.
Applying a little full court pressure. Ball goes into Hershey. Hershey will break the press down the right side. It'll be tipped out of bounds by Lily Luthol.
I'll tell you, good luck anybody trying to beat Lily Luthol down the floor. That girl has
She's athletic,
wheels
yeah.
and athletic, definitely. She's got hops, she's got wheels.
Yeah. Ball go in to Armstrong. She swings it to Seal Scott, tipped away, but Seal Scott recovers. She drives on Willie And there will be a foul called. It'll be on the floor. I think it's against Whitley.
Yep, sure is.
Looks like her first.
Yep.
So Hershey will take it out of bounds underneath. And looking around, finally, nice. Finally nice gets play. It to Seal Scott.
Aubrey can have you get the touch on that. So. Lots of pressure on
Seal Scott can't dribble. She's near half court. We have a timeout by South Adams. And we're going to take a short break. Be back after this.
Indian.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
We're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. South Adams is in a little bit of trouble, so they need a timeout. It'll be their ball. Armstrong drives in, will get blocked.
Oh, that's out of bounds.
Man. Oh, he called it there.
There we
took him a minute.
I know.
I was like, was wait a minute, late. She's standing out of bounds. So great block. I think that block, that shot was blocked by Hope Wendell, I think. If not Hope, it was Grace. Grace was on defense. So Faith Gruby in the lineup. She's going to bring the ball down the floor. And look for somebody open. Grace Guggenbiller. Bounce pass into the high post, so way too late and telegraphed.
Stolen away by Smith, and she brings it all the way down, and Lily will knock it out of bounds. A good hustle play there.
Yeah, it was. Lily came from no man's land. Again, she beat everybody down the floor, even the girl with the ball. So good hustle by Lily Lizzold. I'll tell you, her last three games have been pretty phenomenal. Nice steal play by Faith Ruby. Hope Wendell's going to hold it, and she's going to give it to Faith. But anyway, back to Lily. She's had a pretty phenomenal last three games defensively. High post into Whitley. Whitley's going to drive it out to Faith Gruby's on a little jump shot. Two-footer, five-footer, I don't know what you call that, and just misses it.
About one in.
Just about.
Seal Scott brings it up for the Starfires.
Indians up 25-23 yet.
Ball goes over to Hershey.
In our K&L third quarter sponsor. So, yeah, can't forget that.
Yep. Smith has it on the right wing. She'll kick it out to Seal Scott, now over to Armstrong at the top. 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Armstrong will back it out, now over to Smith. Smith on the right wing will try to get it inside to Hamrick, but right to Hope Wendell.
Hope's just going to bring the ball all the way down. She's going to give it out to Grace, and then Lily's going to take a three. She's just decided, you know, it's time. It's time for me to get my 3 points. So nice shot by Lily Luthold. It's good to see her shoot and actually make something. That's a good confidence booster for her. Yeah.
Seal Scott brings it down. She'll drive on the Indians defense and get another and one. Makes it 28-25. Seal Scott at the line, shooting one.
So foul on Hope Wendell. Is that her third?
I think they might have took it away.
What number is Hope?
It's her second.
Second foul. Okay. Gosh, I don't know why I thought it was the third. Okay, first shot goes in. So 28-26, favor the Indians. 2 minutes, 38 seconds to go. Emma Colleg with the ball. She's looking to find somebody open. Dribbling around, bounce pass into Whitley Rammel. She's just going to drive, dish it out to Marissa, baseline, and tries to get it over, can't get it over, and it goes out of bounds off of the Starfire, so Indians are going to get the ball back. Emma Collins going to inbounds the ball. She's going to Whitley Rammel, and she gets fouled on the inbounds play.
Nice play there.
Yep. Again, you know, that's what happens when you throw the ball like at their chest or their hips. You know, it's hard to get a ball up. So if they just throw the ball up, she's 6 foot, almost 6'2". She's probably 4 inches taller than everybody else out there.
Right.
Throw the ball up. And I'm sure Jeff told her the same thing. So Whitley Ramble's first one is up and good. Looks like Elena Evers is coming back in for Grace. So Whitley Ramel's second shot. We'll see if she can get us her seventh point of the game. It's up and it's no good.
Rebounded
off the backside, and Marissa Garkey makes a great defensive play and ties her up, but the ball's still going to go to the Starfire. So, but that's okay. Possession arrow changes.
Yep.
Full court pressure.
Smith enters again to Hershey. She'll find a cutting Seal Scott, and they'll break the press, and she'll dish off to Hamrick. Hamrick's shot is up and no good. Rebounded by Whitley Ramel.
Nice defense. I don't know how they did it. And McCulloch bring the ball down the floor. She gives it to Faith Ruby, over to Marissa, out to Emma. We haven't seen Emma shoot yet. I'm surprised.
I know.
Faith is going to little down pass into Elena, who gets blocked. And again, he calls the foul. I'm going to have a little chat with Darian. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't. I thought that could have been a no call,
yeah,
but
I know.
I don't see what they see, so. It's good. He does a nice
job. Not through happy.
He might have a word with him too, right?
Sure he will. The Starfires try to break the press. It'll be off their hands and out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball.
I think if she wouldn't have went after that, that could have been their ball. I don't know.
I'm not sure. I didn't see it too closely. But
yeah, me neither. Indians up 29-26.
We have time out on the floor, so we'll take one with them and be back after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage and can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans and will look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring in your prescriptions to Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Vernon or Union City, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Minute 43 left in the third quarter. Indians lead by three. It'll be their ball.
And look at this. Starfires are giving us some pressure.
First time
I've seen pressure full court here. Ball goes easily into Emma.
Emma
gives it to Marissa, and they turn it over. Dang it.
Ball goes up. Rebounded by Smith. She kicks it out to Hershey. Hershey's in the corner. We'll bring it back out. Minute 25 left in the third quarter. Hershey will get a ball screen. Now hand off to Armstrong. Armstrong kicks it up top to Smith. Over to Hershey. Hershey gets it inside, knocked away, but out to Armstrong. Armstrong over to Smith. Smith will drive down the right side. Now kicks out to Seal Scott. Seal Scott will get it back to Hershey, and they'll reset. Minute to go in the third quarter. Ball over to Smith on the right wing. Smith over to Armstrong. Armstrong skips it over to Seal Scott, and she'll drive down baseline and hand it off to Hamrick. Hamrick tries to bounce pass it through the Indian defense, but right to Elena Evers.
Nice. Elena takes a long shot to Faith, who just about turns it over to Emma. And Jeff Vaughn wants to take a minute and talk about that.
Still a little sloppy with their passes, but we'll take a timeout with them and be back after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians lead by three.
Going to have to just start taking care of the ball. They just get sloppy with those passes.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, when you're so far away and you telegraph the pass, that's never a good thing. So we need to just really start taking care of the ball. Looks like he's got Hope Wendell up at the top here now. She can take care of the ball. So
yeah,
that's a good little change. Ooh. Over to Marissa Garkey, to Faith, back to Marissa. Marissa's going to look and see into Whitley Ramlin. She's going to dish it out to Faith Gruby, who misses it long. Hope Wendell gets to her own rebound and gets fouled. She gets a rebound and off of her own shot and gets fouled the second time. So Hope Wendell's going to go to the line and see if she can't pick up her 16th point. So she hasn't scored this quarter. Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
She was on pace for 30 and...
Not anymore.
She's got time.
But. Yep.
So Hope
sure.
Wendell, Hope Wendell at the line. She's going to take her first shot. It's up and it's good. Point we
there
needed.
There we go.
Point we needed. So Indians up 30-26 in the K&L Tractors third quarter with 18.7 seconds left to go. We'll see if she can get pick up her 17th point. It's up and it's good.
There you go.
She's got a pretty free throw.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, Indians full court pressure.
Smith gets it into Hershey. Yeah. Hershey back to Smith. Smith will break the press. 13 seconds. She has the ball in the right wing. Smith will pick up her dribble with 8 seconds. Now over to Seal Scott. She'll skip to Armstrong. 5 seconds left. Into Hamrick. Hamrick will skip to Smith. With 1 second, this time's going to expire. It does.
Yes.
South Adams does not even get a shot up. So after 3 quarters in the books, 31-26, Indians lead by 5. We'll take a quick break and be back for some fourth quarter action after this.
Wayne Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have lots of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market. It's faster and a whole lot better than fast food.
Open House at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 30th through February 2nd. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted from 10 to 15% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open House is coming up January 30th through February 2nd at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians lead by 5, start of the fourth quarter.
Hope Wendell's got the ball. She's bringing the ball down the floor. First time they've applied pressure, and he lets Hope bring the ball down the floor. Over to Faith, back to Lily. Lily Leupold into the high post to Whitley Rammel. Dishes it out to Grace Guggenbiller. And she's going to drive and dish it. Oh, and get the ball almost stolen away. I'm not sure how she didn't. Lily Leupold to Whitley Rammel. Hope Wendell to clean it up, and she just misses
get
it.
In there.
There. Misses the second one, but she gets fouled. Ooh, if she would get all of her first shots, she would have to go to the line.
I know.
So Hope Wendell goes back to the line. We'll see if she can pick up her 18th point of the night. She's had a fantastic night, and she misses her first one.
I know you asked earlier, they're still in that 2-3 zone, so I think they've just been doing a better job of getting their hands active and getting their hands on passes.
Cause, getting their hands up in the air a little higher. Yeah. And Hope gets her 18th point.
Makes it 32-26, Indians lead.
Yep, and they're going to apply some pressure at the court, but they're going to break that press. So
Cecile Scott has it for South Adams. Now over to Smith, now over to Armstrong on the left wing. They have a double dribble on South Adams. They'll turn it over to the Indians.
Yeah, I missed that. I totally wasn't looking.
And I think she just kind of put her hand on the ball and put it back down.
Gotcha. Aubrey Knapke in for Whitley Rammel. So Grace Guggenbiller is going to give the ball to Aubrey. She's going to bring the ball down the floor. She's going to pick it up and give it to Grace. Out to Faith Ruby. Going to give it to Lily. Lily's going to just high up to Hope Wendell, who's going to get her... My goodness, her 20th point. Wow, big night for her. Big night, huge. So they throw it in. I don't know.
Throw it over the Indians press and get it to Hershey, and she'll be fouled by Hope Wendell, I believe.
I think so too.
It'll be her third.
Third foul.
We'll stay here with South Adams.
5 minutes, 56 seconds left in this Fall of Mechanical fourth quarter.
Ball gets in to Seal Scott for South Adams. She's at the top, guarded by Aubrey Knappe. Ball goes over to Hershey, guarded by Lily Luthold. Now Hershey drives baseline, gets to Hamrick. A swarm of Indians defenders.
Grace, my guess. We'll see. Yeah. She had all her hands in there, so. 21. Did they say 21?
Oh, he said 1-1 because they're going to shoot 1-1.
Gotcha. Here. But he said 21. I was like, there's no 21 out there. Grace Gubobiller. Yeah, and if she's got five, she's going to use them. So.
Yep. So Hamrick will be at the line shooting 1-1. Front end will be up and good, so she'll get one more. Makes it 34-27. Indians lead by 7. 5:42 left in the Fuller Mechanical fourth quarter. Hamrick's second one is up and good as well.
Nice shot. Whitley back in for Faith Gruby. Anybody know? So Indians are going to get some pressure from South Adams. We'll see if we can get the ball in. No.
Tipped away out of bounds, but off of Seal Scott. So yeah. Indians will try again.
Yep, and you can see it coming, and everybody sees it. I don't know what Lily's looking at. You know, I don't know, but.
Anyway, y'all the ball fake. Yeah. Learned the ball fake.
Yes, absolutely. So Lily Knapp is going to throw, or Lily Luthold's going to throw the ball in to Hope Wendell. Hope's going to dribble and give it to Aubrey Knapke, the ball handler. Back to Hope. Over to Lily Luthold. Out to Grace. Back to Hope. And they're just going to wait. They're going to wait and see what comes open. Lily's going to bounce pass it to Whitley. Whitley's going to give it back out to Lily. She's going to bring it back out the top. Hope Wendell. To the right side to Grace Gugambo. She's going to drive in. And just do a little jump shot. Nice move by Grace Guggenbauer. That was a pretty shot by Grace. She's got that little, what do you call that, little sideline. Oh, goodness. I don't know how the Starfires didn't turn it over, but hey, they turned it over
anyway. They traveled with it. They'll send it over to the Indians.
Yep. Gotta love that. I think her feet got underneath her, and she slid about 5 feet. Can't do that. Aubrey Knapke going to bounce pass it in to Hope. Going to give it back to Aubrey and let Aubrey bring it down the floor to Lily. Lily throws it away. Lily Luthold throws it away.
And South Adams throw it all the way up court to Seal Scott, and her layup's up and good.
We're going to have to hustle. They're going to get yelled at.
36-30.
So Hope Wendell's getting trapped. And timeout. Yep, I wondered if he'd
timeout by Coach Vaughn. So we'll take one with him. Yep. Be back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced. Get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. According to the CDC, the peak month of flu activity is February, followed by December, January, and March. Kalp Pharmacy is still offering flu vaccines, and walk-ins are welcome daily. It's not too late to get a flu vaccine. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurances. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians lead by 6, having a little trouble with the pressure.
Yep.
Of South Adams.
Hope Wendell's got the ball. And she's got two girls on her. She's going to bring it down the floor anyway.
Uh-oh.
And they're going to give some pressure. They're going to give it to Marissa, to Whitley. Whitley misses the bunny. She gets a rebound. She gets fouled. Back up, and she gets fouled. Way over on the other side by Darian makes the call. So Whitley Ramel's going to go to the line. She's struggling on that left-hand side. I'm going to work on that left hand of hers.
Yeah.
I'll tell Kurt that can help her out a little bit. So Whitley Ramel's first shot's a little short. And she always knows it coming off. Her body language just kind of tells you what's happening. So we'll see if she can get it to her. Let's see her eighth, seventh point here. We'll see if she can get us one. And it's just a little long. And
rebound tip
good
up.
Hustle. Good hustle by the Indians to tie it up. Ball goes to the Starfires anyway. So Whitley Ramel misses both.
4:19 left in the ball game.
Yep.
Indians lead by six.
Oh, we're taking off our pressure.
Ball gets into Hershey. She'll bring it up. Guarded by Aubrey Kanapke. Ball goes over to Smith on the right wing. She looks inside, now picks up a dribble. Send it over to Cecile Scott on the right corner. They swing it around the arc all the way to Armstrong. Armstrong will skip it over to Hershey. Hershey back to Smith. Smith gives it to Cecile Scott. She'll drive baseline and put it up and will be fouled by Hope Wendell. Yeah. I think it'll be her fourth.
Yep.
Team's eighth. So that'll send Cecile Scott to the line to shoot two shots.
Indians still up six, but there's a lot of time left.
There
in
is
this
a lot
game.
Of time.
Yep.
Cecile Scott's first one is off the back. No good.
The last thing you want is them trying to make shots when the clock's not moving.
Right.
So.
Right. We need a win. We need to win this.
Yep. So Elena, we are. Elena and Faith enter the game. And
Cecile Scott's second one is good.
Yep. Indians up five. As soon as Grace. There we go. So ball goes into Grace to Aubrey. Aubrey's going to dribble it down and do some nice ball handling and go into Whitley Ramel over to Grace Guggenbiller to Faith, Ruby, Aubrey to Elena, way over to swinging it fast into Grace to, oh goodness, Faith, back over to Aubrey. Elena's going to drive and go into Whitley. To the right side, and Whitley misses the first one, misses her second one, and then Grace Guggenbiller comes down and gets fouled. So Grace helps out a lot and gets fouled on her shot.
And he's doing a good job staying with it, try to get some more opportunities down there. Just got to finish them.
Yep, just got to finish. So that was Whitley's right side. Got to work on that, too. Good. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Grace, I thought it was going in. Grace Guggenbiller misses her first one. We really need to hit this one.
Yeah, we need a bucket.
We need a bucket. We need a free throw. Free throws are going to be huge at the end of this game. So let's see if Grace can give us another score here for her third point. Way to go, Grace Guggenbiller. So Grace has got three on the Starfires are going to bring the ball down.
It'll be Hershey with the ball with 3.5 to go in the game.
Indians need a steal here.
Yeah, they do. Smith has it. She'll drive baseline. Ball to the ground. Now kicks it out to Seals. Got out to Armstrong. She gets it inside to Hammer. Hamrick over to Smith, now up to Armstrong. They swing all the way over to Hamrick in the left corner. She'll skip to Smith. Indians in a 2-3 zone. Hershey shot in the left wing is no good off the back. Rebounded Elena Evers.
Nice. Aubrey Kanapke then bring the ball down the floor and throw it to Grace, who wasn't looking. I was nervous. Elena Evers in for the shot, and she gets fouled. Nice driving play by Elena Evers. Whew. Again, sloppy throws. I don't know how we're not getting the ball stolen away.
I know.
We just got to take care of the ball a little bit better.
And like you said, it's going to come down to free throws, I think.
It is. It really is. You know, this is a girl you like to see at the free throw line. She's, knock on wood, she does a pretty good job. So, and she makes the first one. I don't think the net moved.
I don't think so either.
And she doesn't even think about it either.
No.
She just throws it. You know, there's no pressure. She does a really nice job. I really like Elena. Second one's up. No time to think about it.
Oh, in and out.
Oh, and Grace Guggenbiller there to clean it up and get us two more. Nice job.
Extends the Indians lead to 9 with 2:40 left in the game. Armstrong brings it up the left side of the court.
Good defense by Hope.
She'll get it back out to Hershey. Hershey at the top of the key will swing it to Smith. Smith gets it almost stolen by Hope Wendell. Armstrong gets it, throws up a runner. That's no good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell.
Nice aggressive play to the ball. We'll see what kind of play. See, there we go. Getting rid of that ball a little too early. Over to Hope. To the right side to Faith Ruby. Faith Ruby's going to look around and see who's open. She's going to dribble and bounce pass it over to Grace. They're going to take their time out here, and why not? You know what? Whitley Ramel driving move and misses, but Hope Wendell there and misses, and Whitley Ramel.
And one.
Gets one from the left side. I didn't think it was going to happen, but Whitley Ramel gets two from the left side of the basket.
No, that's a great job by Willie, though.
Yeah.
They wanted to be patient, but you don't want to be too patient.
Right.
She saw her opportunity, and she took it to the hole.
She did. She did. It's a good aggressive play, and I haven't seen her do that, so she's learning. She's learning something. So Whitley Ramo at the line. Whitley is, let's see, 2, 5, 7, 8. So working on her 9th point. We'll see what we can get. Oh, short, and she completely misses.
She can look so good on her free throws, and then she can do that.
I know, so bad.
It's crazy.
Oh, we rip on her a lot at home. Well, you're leading in air balls, you know. The old dirty look.
Yeah, ball goes over to Smith with 1:50 left in the 4th quarter. Swinging around the arc to Hershey.
And gives up 9.
Hershey kicks it out. Now ball over to Armstrong. We're going to have a timeout on the floor by South Adams.
My bad. We're up 11. I can't add.
Ooh. There we go.
Yeah.
So Indians lead 11, 42-31. We'll take a quick break and be back after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians lead by 11. 1:47 left on the Fowler Mechanical 4th quarter.
We'll see if we can hold out here.
Starfires will have the ball. They enter it in.
They're taking
Armstrong.
Their time. That's what I like to see. Take your time.
Go right ahead. Ball goes over to Lee. Now out to Smith. Smith dribbles all the way around the arc. Now inside. She puts up the right-hand shot. It's no good. Rebound's going to be off of the Indians. And it'll stay here with South Adams.
Should have been a foul maybe over the back.
Yeah, it could have been.
Can't quite get over that back when you're 5'2" and you got Willie Ram in front of you. That's kind of hard. But
so Hershey under her own basket will inbound to Armstrong in the corner. Almost stolen away by Groovy, but Armstrong gets it back and tries to throw it inside but off of Faith Ruby's leg, so it'll stay here again.
Nice defensive play by Faith Ruby. She always has been a good defensive player. So
yeah. So Hershey will try again. She gets it in to Seal Scott. Seal Scott throws it inside, tipped away by Faith, and she gets the steal.
That's what you want to see right there. Nice aggressive play. Faith Group is just going to bring the ball all the way down the floor.
He needs to take
Grace.
The time now.
Grace is a nice little pop shot and gets fouled. Good. Nice driving shot by Grace. So she draws the foul.
Trying to extend this lead here late in the 4th quarter.
Yep. Grace Guggenbiller is at the line. We'll see if she can pick up her 6th point of the night. So the ball's up, and it is a little short.
This could be a lot larger lead. I mean, if we make some free throws, I think.
I agree.
We missed quite a few.
Yes, we have. So Grace is going to take her 2nd shot. Indians up 11, 42-31. Her 2nd shot is short.
Rebounded by Smith of the Starfires. Just over a minute to go in the game. Smith skips it over to Armstrong. Armstrong over to Hershey at the top. Hershey will fire the 3 from the top off the backboard. No good.
Whitley Ramon for the rebound, and she dishes it out to Hope. Hope's going to take her time. Nobody's coming after her. She says, I'm just going to take my time. And then Hershey gets her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Send Hope to the line.
And that's who we want to have the ball, and that's probably who we want at the line.
Yeah.
If it's not her, it's Elena. So.
She's not in
right
now.
And she's not in. So good option. Good option. So Hope Wendell's at the line. She's going to see if she can pick up her 21st point, and she does. Damn.
Big night, 21.
Yep. Real good night for Hope Wendell. I know Mom and Dad are sitting over there proud. And Hope Wendell's 2nd shot is up and not good. Darn.
Rebounded by Smith of South Adams. 47 seconds left in the ball game, and he ends up 12. Ball goes over to Armstrong. She goes around the arc. Now in the lane, she'll lose it. Now backs it out to Smith. Smith on the right wing will skip it, but stolen away by Whitley.
Nope, not today, honey.
Hopefully they just ran out the clock here. I don't think
right. Whoa. There was Hope Wendell's charge.
Yeah.
That maybe could have, should have, would have. Girl just kind of bounced off of her.
Yeah,
no call. So Hope's going to go back to the line and try to pick up her 22nd point. So first shot is up, and it is good.
Rattles around.
Good for 22. So Elaina Evers back in for Whitley Rammel. 26 seconds left to go. We hope can get 23. I'm going to say that's going to be a game high tonight all night. We'll see.
Yeah,
yep.
There it is.
There's your 23rd point of the night.
So Hershey will bring it up. 23 seconds left. She'll kick it out to Smith. Smith on the right wing will skip it to Armstrong. 17 seconds. Armstrong at the top will swing it to Smith. Smith will grab baseline. Nothing there. Now kicks it out to Armstrong. Good defense by the Indians to close this one out. Ball gets inside. Knocked away by Lily Luthold. It'll stay here with 6.9 seconds left in the game.
What you like to see, aggressive at the end,
yep.
To the end. Don't even let him score.
Right. Hershey will inbound it to Seal Scott. Seal Scott will shoot the runner.
Whoa.
No good. Rebounded by Hope Wendell, and that should do it.
Yep, that's going to do it.
Time will expire, so Indians win 45-31 against the Starfires. So we're going to take a quick break and be back to talk about it after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms. More than a workplace.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, closing out the JV matchup between the Indians and the Starfires of South Adams. Indians win 45-31. And it's nice to see the Indians get a win after losing a couple of tough games.
Yes. It was real nice to see it. And comfort zone at the end where it wasn't back and forth. So. Nice win by the Indians.
Good all-around effort by the Indians.
Yep.
Big game by Hope Wendell. I think she had 23.
Ended with 23, yep. Elaina Evers with three. Lily Luthold had a nice three-point shot. Whitley Rammel with eight, and Grace Guggenbiller with five, and Aubrey Konefke with three. So that rounds out our scoring for the night. So all around.
Yep, a good game. We'll be back with some varsity later, but that wraps up the JV game, so we're going to take a short break and be back later with the varsity matchup.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as...
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you heard during our broadcast and the sports